Look, they're 17-year-old lads. You know, there was chances there. We didn't take them, but look, so proud of what they've done all year for us. And there's no one can look there and criticise any of those lads for absolutely anything. And, you know, I hope they're all going to go on and represent Tyrone at 20s and senior level with pride, because we have some great footballers there.
How frustrating was it for you to say that in that every last 7 or 8 minutes?
Yeah, look, it's not very frustrating. It's tough because you know how much these lads have worked hard, and you know, Gervais and the training, they're nailing those scores, and that's just probably a wee bit of pressure does. You know, some of them might have been the wrong options, but some of them, the shots were there that 9 times out of 10 you score, and we just weren't, the execution just wasn't there. But look, fairness to me, they've not got a great winner, and look, that's it. You know, it's a tough one to swallow, but you know, that's
No.
We got 4 up, and then I suppose we started to give the ball away a wee bit after we got our goal, and then Meath got a goal, and we were rattled a wee bit, and we were giving the ball away so much today. You know, simple kick passes, simple fist passes, you know, carrying the ball into tackles, which we'd said not to do. So look, all that's very frustrating, but you know, it's that's just, you know, what it is. Meath have won the game, we've lost, and you know, it's just tough that we had so many chances to win it, and then we had the chance at the end, which you cannot criticise anyone for, because that's as tough a kick for a 17-year-old that they'll ever have. And look, Connor had bounced back. Connor's been super for us, and I have nothing but praise and respect for that man.
The rest of the team, you know, it's important for them to bounce back as well, isn't it?
Yeah, well look, these boys will go on and play for their clubs and hopefully play for Tyrone at 20s level and hopefully senior level. That's the ultimate aim for this. You know, we wanted the short term success, but you know, look, Meath probably overall probably deserved it. They probably made less mistakes than we did over the 60 minutes, so you know, it's a tough one to swallow, but look, we'll just have to get on with it. That's just life.
Can you sum up this year? You know, how difficult was it, the way things were structured this year?
Okay, well, yeah, like we never had one team meeting with everyone together. You know, everything was over Zoom and over computers, and that's just the way the thing has to go now. You know, we never had a change room at any training session. You know, the only time we were in a change room was at matches. So, look, it was definitely different, but, you know, I imagine every county was doing it, so you know, you'd rather be doing these wee things than not having any football at all. So, you know, suppose you just roll with it.
Still successful here. And also their title. You know, you don't get them.
Oh, yeah, look, obviously it doesn't feel it now. Like, there's boys are devastated in that change room in there. But, you know, we were asked, can this team battle the flashy football and the flashy players or whatever and the scorelines we've been putting up? We were 3 points down there and staring down the barrel, and our lads, but for the misses, you know, we just really took over in that fourth quarter. And, but for the misses, you know, it could have been a different story. But, you know, I tell you what, we didn't lie down there. And those boys fought for 64, 65 minutes. And when you go out as a management team, that's all you can ask for. Give their all, and they certainly did.